Land of Light.
In the name of God, the Compassionate, the Merciful, hello dear listeners and welcome to another weekly episode of the series Land of Light. If you recall, last week we spoke of the gathering called Zul Ashira, in which as per the commandment to God, Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, invited his kinsmen to a grand banquet to announce his universal mission of Islam. At this gathering, where the Prophet was initially given blank looks, while his uncle Abu Talib watched in a silence of approval, the young preteen, Ali, responding positively to the Prophet's call, volunteered to be his assistant and was proclaimed by his elder cousin as my brother, my vicegerent, and my testamentary legatee among the Ummah. This incensed the seditious Abu Lahab, who mocked at the proceedings. Now, having delivered the message to his kinsmen, the Prophet decided to extend his invitation of monotheism to the different clans of the Quraysh. Now, let's listen to the rest of the story.
Rise.
It was the break of dawn and people gradually resumed their daily activities. All of the sudden, that voice was heard again. In the midst of that silence, the voice was reflected across the valley and was echoed for a while.
Rise. Those of you who are heedless will fall victim to the enemies.
These words were not to be taken lightly. So the curious and fearful people stopped their activities and turned their heads in search of that voice. The voice was coming from Safa Valley, from the altitudes of Abu Qubais Mountain. It was a loud, transparent voice which reflected righteousness and kindness. Whose voice was it? Who was calling on these people to be alert at this time of day?
Clansmen of the Ghalib, Luwai clan, Murra, and all other tribes, all members of the Quraysh, rise.
That was the voice of the most righteous and trustworthy man in Mecca. It was the Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, son of Abdullah, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. Almost all people rushed toward that voice. These masses of people converged in the marketplace and headed towards Safa Mountain. The Prophet of Islam now had large audience. The Prophet could be seen atop Safa Mountain, sitting on a large rock, and beside him was the young Ali. The Prophet was surrounded by some of his followers, namely Abdullah son of Mas'ud, Zayd son of Arqam, Suhaib the Roman, and Zayd son of Haritha. People knew that the son of Abdullah never uttered any lie nor carried out any pointless deed. So what was his goal and intention? Meccans had gathered round as the Prophet expected. Those who were at front, especially children, women, youths, and the poor, sat on a piece of rock on Safa Mountain, while those who were in the back rows rested on a rock or stood up. Everyone gazed at him. Some eyed him in a curious manner, while some others tried to hide their curiosity. Nonetheless, they no longer looked fearful and anxious as such. However, the followers of the Prophet of Islam looked concerned. Upon the arrival of Amr, son of Hisham, and Abu Lahab, a voice was heard from the crowd.
Now that all of the clans of Quraysh tribe have gathered around, tell us what has happened, son of Abdullah.
It was the voice of Abu Sufyan, the mischief monger, who was the best known and wealthiest trader of Mecca. He highly liked to lead Quraysh tribe. He had rested his body on a large, tall rock and was standing akimbo beside the crowd. It seemed as though the Prophet expected this question. He raised his voice such that everyone would be able to hear his remarks.
Dear tribal members, how have I behaved among you?
You have been righteous, honest, and trustworthy.
Other voices among the crowd confirmed that woman's remarks.
Now, if I alert you that beyond this mountain, a large army has assembled and intends to attack you, do you believe in me?
We believe you, son of Abdullah.
We certainly do. We have never heard you lie to us. The likes of me and you is similar to the adventure of the watchman who spots a cavalry division of the enemies heading for his tribe at the break of dawn. Fearing the enemy forces' imminent arrival, the watchman rushes toward his tribe, telling his tribal members to rise and to save their lives from the fatal threats.
Signs of ambiguity appeared among the members of the crowd. However, this bafflement didn't last long.
Now, dear tribal members, I warn you against a larger threat. The dynasties of Ghaleb, Lovai, Murra, and Kelab, and all other members of Quraysh tribe, I caution you against a harsh punishment. Your enemy is in fact your wrong beliefs and traditions. Get a hold of yourselves and save your lives.
What are you saying, O son of Abdullah? Can you be more clear?
Dear members of the tribe, beware that your guide never lies to you. I swear to God Almighty that even if all people turn away from the truth, I will never lie to you, and even if all intend to deceive and destroy you, I will never do so.
The Prophet paused for a while and later continued his remarks.
Dear tribal members, I am the messenger of God Almighty, who is the one and only creator of the world. God has appointed me to dissuade you from disobedience of the Almighty and to urge you toward the righteous path. So, I caution you against a painful punishment and invite you toward liberation and salvation. Dear tribal members, worship God Almighty and let go of these idols which are of no use. I don't want any reward from you other than you believing that God is the one and only creator of the world. So follow me to be saved from the raging fires of hell and God's punishment.
I swear to God that you have brought us misery, nephew, down with you and your faith and whatever you urge us to do. How dare you gather us at this time of the day to hear such baseless remarks?
That was the voice of Abu Lahab, who was taking advantage of the absence of Abu Talib to cut short his nephew's remarks. Then Abu Lahab turned toward the crowd and raised his voice.
Seemingly, this man has lost his mind, so don't pay attention to his words and head back to your homes.
Thereafter, As, son of Wa'il, and Amr, son of Hisham, also raised their voices.
You are misguiding youths with your remarks.
Are you engaging in pointless deeds, O son of Abdullah?
Thereafter, Abu Sufyan and Shaybe Rabi'e and a number of Quraysh tribal members raised their voices in rejection of the Prophet's remarks. Meanwhile, the uproar peaked and drowned out Prophet's speech. Initially, Abu Lahab and later on the other leading tribal figures and a group of people headed back home by turning away from Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. The Prophet was descending the mountain when a stone was hurled at his forehead. Zayd witnessed Abu Lahab hurling that stone. Meanwhile, another stone hit the Prophet's arms, while later on other stones were thrown at the Prophet. At this moment in time, Abdullah, son of Mas'ud, and other Muslims that had scattered around rushed toward the Prophet and surrounded him, acting as human shields to protect the Prophet from the disbelievers. Dear listeners, many thanks for accompanying us today. Don't forget to tune in next week. Take care and goodbye.